can imagine that with our specific population, we're seeing higher levels of depression, anxiety, and the isolation is creating problems for them in managing their recovery programs.
Jared Bowman is the Deputy Director of Substance Abuse and Counseling at the Bear River Health Department, which runs the drug court in Logan that serves Cache County and the one in Brigham City that serves Box Elder County. The drug court serves people who have serious legal issues because of their addictions and helps create accountability by coordinating their legal proceedings and treatment services. Part of this coordination involves regular in-person checkups with a judge.
That is one of the areas that actually has suffered a little bit with some of the social distancing, is because the courts have been shut down by a mandate from the state Supreme Court. And so we're having to do a lot more informal meetings, and trying to keep the clients updated is always a little bit tricky.
Limitations on face-to-face interactions mean community group meetings like Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous have had to stop meeting in person. However, Bowman says many of these meetings have moved to digital platforms. He also says telehealth services have replaced other face-to-face checkups.
We want them to have more access to resources to help them with their mental health struggles. So some of our clients are actually being seen more often, maybe a little bit less lengthy appointments, but more frequently so they can have more contact.
Bowman says while he sees the social distancing measures as for the greater good, they do create a contradiction with the advice typically given to recovering individuals.
We want people to stop isolating in a normal recovery world and to engage in the world that they've been withdrawn from because of their substance use. And now we're kind of talking out of both sides of our mouths when we're telling them, hey, you've got to practice some good social distancing, but learn other and more creative ways to be reaching out and still connect.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Madeline Mortensen.